Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I found love just in time for Christmas.
Ooh.
What a lovely Christmas. Spending it with you.
I like this.
We like it.
Our Christmas star of the day is Kanisha Kay, who has recorded, and you can get at KanishaKayMusic.com, a song called I Found Love Just in Time for Christmas. This is her single from 2013, which she debuted here on this program, one of the most added songs on AC radio stations, adult contemporary stations across the country that year. Recorded in the old Capitol Record Studios in Los Angeles. Why don't I call
it? Oh, is that the round building?
Yep.
Oh,
great.
Yeah, cool.
Neat. Kanisha was in awe of using the same studio where Frank Sinatra recorded, the Beach Boys recorded, Paul McCartney completed a recording session there for his latest album. So why not be around the greats? Kanisha, welcome back to Good Day.
Thanks for having me back.
All right, so tell us a little about you. I always like to probe into how it is that people get into this world of music. When did you develop a love? Did you have good training? What's your story?
Really, I just sang in school. It wasn't something that I was like planning on doing. And my senior year, I did a solo in the big show that our school does, kind of just like people can audition, do solos, and it doesn't have to be like school music. And I did Stormy Weather, and the clip got online. And Robin Robbins from the Silver Bullet Band saw it online and wanted to meet with me, so that's kind of where that started.
Really? That was that Bob Seger's band.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So how did that go? What happened as a result of that?
I made my first album.
So,
I got involved, and he started introducing me to people, and that's kind of where that got started, and he introduced me to my first manager, and he's the one who got me hooked up with Capitol Studios.
So how do you get inspired? How did you learn how to write? I know you're writing music for yourself and others. How do you actually go about learning? Do you have one piece of paper that has the lyrics and then another piece of paper that actually has the music on it? And do you have to go to understand the relationship of flats to sharps and all that stuff?
I never had to do that. I just kind of sit down at a piano, and I usually write the lyrics and play music at the same time when I write by myself.
Do you go with the hook first, or do you try
my producer?
Kanisha, do you try to write the hook or the chorus first? What do you zone in on?
Whatever comes to me first, really. I don't really have good form, I guess.
That's
I just
cool.
kind of go with whatever.
Well, you hear the stories all the time of people who are doing what you're doing, and they get up in the middle of the night, and they run to the piano, they got a piece of paper, and they write this stuff down, or they try to record it so that they don't lose it. We all have thoughts in the middle of the night. Sometimes if I don't write them down, they're gone. So,
by the way, Doug...
I've had to do that before, yeah. too.
Jennifer,
so I totally get it.
I'm curious. Kanisha has a song on her album called Stupid Boyfriend.
I love that. Is it inspired by somebody, Kanisha?
What happened to you? Are you like Taylor Swift to write about your experiences with men?
I have done that before. That's not about a specific guy because, like, you've heard the song.
Because there's
cool.
so many stupid guys around.
I know. Why limit it to just one?
Right.
All right. So let's finish our visit with her latest release, Kanisha Kay. This is racing up the Billboard and Media Base Adult Contemporary charts. It's a great Christmas version, nice jazz version of I'll Be Home for Christmas, Kanisha. Thank you for being here and continued success. I hope that things go well for you. We'll be listening for more of this. And you may be able to check out some of the Christmas music at Kenny's spot, his Sounds of Christmas website. 28 after on Good Day.
Where Are They Now? With Ahmad Rashad.
This center Iceman was the 1996 Stanley Cup playoff MVP, the 2001 NHL MVP, and the 2002 Olympic hockey MVP and gold medalist.
Sackett gets a second shot. He scores! Overtime game winner, Joe Sackett.
So where is Joe Sakic now? Joe hung up his skates in 2009. He then took 2 years to spend with his family before returning to the Avalanche as an executive advisor in the front office. Joe also represents the team at Board of Governors meetings. In 2012, he received the highest honor of them all.
Had a chance to play 20 years. I played on some great teams. Got to lift the Stanley Cup twice. But with all that said, there is absolutely no better honor than being inducted here into the Hockey Hall of Fame tonight.
Joe Sakic, leaving his mark on history. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Oh no, the bike is acting strangely. Who needs that hassle? Repair a bike that's not acting right. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Your motorcycle isn't under warranty, and you can't afford to pay to get it fixed. Troubleshooting 101 dictates careful thought as to whether the problem is somewhere in the electric circuit or a problem with gasoline delivery. Select the correct problem area, and you're instantly halfway home to tracking down the problem. Select the wrong one, and you've instantly doubled the time and effort it'll take to find out what's wrong. Here's to hoping you never run into ABM's latest, a lethal electric and fuel delivery cocktail. In order to take care of that one, we had to learn some new words. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.